Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello and welcome to our world. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. The Celebrity Trash this hour is brought to you by Big Brother. Thank you, Nicole. Season 22 started last night. Lay off the Netflix again for a bit. You know, listen, if you're sick of looking for, like, what can we watch? We're out of shows. Yeah. You know, get invested in Big Brother. We're all going to watch it and talk about it 2 days later. So enjoy. Thanks, Big Brother. Thanks for sponsoring us. Let's see. Where am I going to start here? I think that this is kind of funny. I really like this. It's wrong. It's stupid. It's, you know, but the whole Megan Fox, Brian Austin Green, Machine Gun Kelly thing, it fascinates me. You know, I actually think that Machine Gun Kelly is so cute. Like, I really like him. And I love Megan Fox. And I used to watch Brian Austin Green play David Silver on 90210. So I'm interested in this, you know. And so far, the breakup of Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green, who've been together a really long time. They've had some ups and downs, but they got three kids together. And, you know, they've broken up. They've gotten back together. They were going to divorce. They stayed together. You know, she thinks that grass feels pain. I mean, there's so much fun stuff in that. And it's been pretty civil, the breakup so far, at least on Brian's end. I mean, Megan really hasn't said anything about it yet, except, hey, I got a new boyfriend. So the ceasefire ended yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, things are about to... It's nothing horrible, but it is just funny, and it's just a super slam. It's so perfect. So
wow.
Megan posts a picture of herself with a shirtless Machine Gun Kelly, and she captions it, "Achingly beautiful boy, my heart is yours." So that's what she puts up. And then Brian Austin Green goes, oh, yeah. He posts up, oh, there it is, there it is. Oh, achingly beautiful boy, my heart is yours. Because apparently the two of them just stand around taking mirror pictures of themselves, you know.
Well, they're both, you know, beautiful people.
They are,
I think
sure.
That has a tendency to play a role in, you know.
Yes.
So, all right, what does David Silver do?
So, David Silver, a.k.a. Brian Austin Green, he responded by posting pictures of their three sons, along with his older son from a previous relationship, and captioned it, "Achingly beautiful boys, my heart is yours."
You know, I'll tell you something.
Adorable children.
I hate to take sides, but I do think all her online in public slobbering is in poor taste. I do think that.
Yeah.
She's allowed to be super happy, and I get it. And I don't know if that's a knife twisting in his side on purpose, or if she's just feels so happy for the first time she can't help herself. I don't know, but I have thought about the sons, and I do know the sons, or the kids, I should say. They're going to hear this stuff. They're either going to hear it from their friends who, like, stuff sadly can come from other parents to the kids that know your kids.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
You know,
I mean, and kids are cruel. They find a little chink in your armor, and they're right there to stick a knife into it. Those kids are absolutely beautiful. None of them has ever had a haircut.
So they're good looking, but even if those kids were butt ugly, they still shouldn't have to.
They're still her kids, right?
Right. What moms, you know, mom, oh my God, mom just wrote that she's been making out for hours with this boy that she met. Yeah. Like, great. Thanks, mom.
Yeah, thanks, ma. Jeez. Well, we can't wait to hang out with Machine Gun Kelly. So it's just such a perfect slam, though. It really is. Like, she needs to, it tells her she needs to shut up. And guess who you should really be caring about right now? Your three children and my older son. You know, I mean, I assume she's got a relationship with that kid, too. Those kids are, they are, in fact, achingly beautiful. And, you know, I'm happy that that Megan spends her days half-dressed and slobbering all over Machine Gun Kelly. I'm happy for all of them. It seems like they're all having
that girl?
A good time. She's got to be in her mid-30s, mid to late 30s is my guess.
All right. So, you know, I do know that I've had friends who, you know, through, I don't know, lack of preparation, found themselves, what did they say? I can't think of the term they used to use. But they find themselves with a kid. And at 18, 19, 20, whatever, and they're suddenly...
Lack of protection, I think, is what you're...
Well, there's... What is that term they used to use? She's
in a family way?
She's in trouble or whatever, yeah. But whatever. That, you know, so she got... She did all that stuff young, and now she's gone, all right, so my 20s were spent working in Hollywood, maybe not at the parties like we would have guessed. You know, maybe. You expect a young... good-looking person to be at all these Hollywood parties. They got money and whatever. Maybe she's just like, I missed some years of good times and now I need to do it. I get that. But posting it is unnecessary.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You can enjoy your... But then maybe it's not as fun, you know? It's like, if you can't rub other people's noses and how much fun you're having, what good is it, really?
Maybe.
You know? Anyway, that's what I think some people's frame of mind is. Yeah, but you're not wrong. And I think... You get to a certain point in your life and you feel like, you know, if you didn't sow enough wild oats, it's time to go sow some, you know?
Right. We've all met that person who's like, you know, I don't know, 30s, late 30s, whatever, mm-hmm. going, I'm going to go crazy. I need to have fun.
A very close friend about, let's see, it would have been maybe 14 years ago. She turned 40 and she blew her life up and... Went, no, not doing this anymore. Had the whole, like, kids, family, secure job, upstanding citizen, and she's, you know, went and got a bunch of surgery and broke her family up, and I was just like, whoa. Look at her go. You know? It was sort of out of the blue. Like, all of a sudden, she just was done with that.
I don't know.
One of the steadiest people I know.
I don't know those people, but I hate to say I'm with David Silver on this one because I don't really want to choose sides in a relationship that's just been broken up. But I do think, you know, what's her bucket should calm the hell down.
Shh, Megan.
She's 34.
Oh, she's only 34? Oh, look at her go.
Yeah, so she had kids pretty young, especially young by a Hollywood standard because most... Hollywood people would say, nah.
Look, even having kids in your 20s, you know, I always think, oh boy, that's a step. You know, lots of people do it, but, you know, your 20s are for living. If you can, some people want to be a young mother. You know, my mom had three kids by the time she was 23. And then we were all out of the house when she was 40. It was crazy, you know? Like, I sometimes think that's the way to do it. On the other hand, I was really busy in my 20s. I was putting my career together and moving all around the country, and I don't like kids, so there's that, you know? And finally someone talked me into it, this guy. So, anyway, blah, blah, blah. Megan Fox, hilarity. Brian Austin Green, solid slam. I really thought, oh, good one, dude.
Wow.
So, you know, TikTok, it's a thing. Apparently it has 800 million daily users or some just crazy amount of people are all over this thing. And you know, even yesterday, John was showing me this. I go, oh, what song are you listening to? He goes, I'm not listening to a song. He turns it around. Some hot chick, you know, adjusting herself and in a bikini. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're on TikTok. Enjoy, darling. So TikTok is a thing. It's a short form video, all about different things. There's all these dances. There's like cooking stuff. Really anything you're into. There are some people who are incredibly clever on there, like cool photography tricks and all kinds of neat stuff. But TikTok, so the American branch is apparently Microsoft's trying to buy it.
Right.
And our president, in a move that smacks of, I don't know, bribery, extortion, is like, you can do that if you give the government a big payout. I'm like, are you openly asking for a payout, for a shakedown? I mean, what the hell are you doing? I don't know what's going on with that. But I am, you know, it's a head scratcher. Don't worry about it, because Facebook to the rescue. Looks like they're going to introduce a TikTok rival. It's called Instagram Reels. And so we won't have to worry about it anymore. If TikTok goes away, don't worry. There'll be something else to fill the void.
Is it part of Instagram, or is it a separate app?
It's called, well, I don't know. It's called Instagram Reels. It's not, it's really not anything yet. They're basically saying, oh, is that going away? Yeah, we get something for that. However, whether it's a separate app or not, it's
well, Instagram, what a relief, huh? or more appropriately, Facebook savaged Snap, and so it's no surprise that they are blatantly taking whatever's on anything that's having success and duplicating it.
Sure.
So
that seems to be the model, you know, down there in Silicon Valley. And it's funny, wasn't he just doing a Zoom with Capitol Hill over this?
Yeah.
No, we're not a monopoly. Don't worry about us. A couple months ago, I think right before we went into quarantine, Pam Anderson got back with like an ex of hers from the 80s and they got married. Yep. It was like out of the blue, right? He was even engaged to someone else.
Did they go through with it?
Oh, yeah, they married.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they maybe got it annulled. I don't know how quick a turnaround a divorce. I've heard it takes longer to divorce someone than it does to marry them. But anyway, John Peters is the guy's name. And he's 75 years old. And was it you who was telling me about a site called seekingarrangement.com where these people are, they're looking for sugar daddies?
Yeah, like, well, I told
looking
you
for a situation
a very good...
that. Oh, yes, yeah. A friend of yours.
Go ahead and finish, though.
No, but that's basically it. It's like, and I suppose it could be men too seeking an arrangement. It's someone looking to get their life sort of paid for by someone else. In
a very good
for
friend
it.
Of mine. Sorry, I can't. We're just off today. A very good friend of mine is a doctor in Nevada, and he's a very successful doctor. And he was set up with a girl at a party. They met. They liked each other, he thought.
Yeah.
And there was a point in their courting, I don't know any other way to describe it, but early on in their relationship when she said, hey, so you need to know that this is me and I want you to look up this thing. And he looked it up and he's like, she was on Seeking Arrangements. And she's like, look, I'll make sure you are getting everything you want, but here's my bills. And he was like, I thought we were dating. Like, what are you talking about? And she wasn't.
Yeah.
She's not like dating him. She was like, you'll have the best relationship of your life, but you'll also pay all my bills.
Right.
And she was just upfront. She wasn't upfront because he thought they were dating.
Yeah. Well, they kind of were at first, right? Like, he liked her and they were dating. But then she was like, so I need my stuff paid for. Like, I don't want to call it a whore move because, you know.
Why? You can call it anything you want.
Because I feel like if someone works out an arrangement with someone, it's not certainly not illegal. And if it's mutually beneficial, like, why does it have to have a, you know, kind of a tawdry name attached to it? It's like sex workers. Like, and listen, you know me, I have kind of different ideas about what prostitution and. I have different ideas about that than a lot of people. I'm not a Puritan. I believe that, that shouldn't be illegal and those workers should be protected. So I'm not against someone working out a deal.
Either, but I do think that if you meet someone and start dating under those circumstances, and who knows, maybe in her mind, She thought she wanted to date the guy and then realized he's not who she wants to really be with. So she moved him into another category. I don't know her thought process. I only heard his side of the story. But his side was, I liked her. We were getting along great. I thought we were cool. And then she turned around and told me, this is who I am and what I do. And I'm not going to be able to hang with you any longer unless this is the arrangement you're willing to take on. And he just was floored by it.
Just long enough to kind of hook him in. And
well, he didn't. He was like, okay, bye. But
oh, that was it, huh?
Well,
she's
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
I know a lot. I think a lot of guys. I mean, there's guys on there. John Peters is apparently, allegedly, on seekingarrangement.com.
Oh, like, we're back to the Pam story now, right? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, John Peters, that's all. I mean, he was the husband. He's a rich dude. You know, he's like a movie producer, and you know, on, whatever. And they're saying that a seeking arrangement profile was sent to, I think this is TMZ. I'm not sure what the source is on this. Page Six is what it is. So they got sent a profile that it has his picture as the profile pic. And it says, I'm an Academy Award winning producer looking for someone to be part of all my wild adventures. I'm ready to love, spoil, and treat you like my queen. So it's actually... because his name's not associated with it, and John Peters actually has never won an Academy Award, even though he says he's Academy Award winning. He was Star Is Born. He produced that was nominated. So maybe he's stretching the truth a little bit. But
wouldn't be the first guy to brag about what he's accomplished,
or even just say I'm 6'2". You're 5'9". So it is a picture of Peters. John Peters, it was created April 17th, which would have been a couple weeks after him and Pam called it quits. I guess the other girl that he was engaged to was like, no, I'm not going back to you.
You'd said that they did get back together, that he ran right back to that first girl.
He may have run back. It sounds like if this is his account, it sounds like she was like, no. I don't have follow up on that particular thing where he ran back. Oh, by the way, while we were engaged, I married this other girl. Maybe she's like, all right, we'll give it the old college try. Nah, not worth it. And he went and got diamond member status on seekingarrangement.com. It's about $250 a month to be on, to be at that level. So anyway, whether he's on there or not, good luck to everyone involved in that. It's, you know, try to find happiness in life.
Sure.
And there's your early trash. Vincent, what's coming up?
The latest plastic surgery trend after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.